This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A woman visiting Yellowstone National Park has died after a bison gored her and tossed her into the air. The 25-year-old woman was visiting from Ohio. She approached a female bison Monday morning after it came close to a boardwalk at Black Sand Basin near Old Faithful Geyser. When the woman came within 10 feet of the animal, the bison gored her, that means impaled her with its horn, and tossed her 10 feet in the air. The woman sustained puncture wounds and other injuries and was taken to a hospital in Idaho, where she later died. Two other people were also close to the animal when it gored the woman. Park rules require visitors to stay more than 25 yards away from the animals. American bison are the largest mammals in North America. They are unpredictable, they can top speeds of 35 miles an hour running, and can jump several feet. In the spring with bison calves, cow bison are protective of their young and routinely chase off other animals and anything perceived as a threat. An estimated 2,300 to 5,500 bison live at the park, and because they appear sedate, visitors, even after warnings, have approached the animals too closely. Bison have injured more people in the park than any other animal. The park warns people to stay a minimum of 25 yards away from bison, elk, bighorn sheep, and moose, and at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves. Lee Newspapers filed a public information request with the Montana Public Service Commission last year after a fiscal compliance audit found lax spending practices and falsified documents generated to justify expenses at the agency. A reporter from the Billings Gazette asked for PSC records related to travel, expenses, and reimbursements for PSC commissioners and staff, along with information related to paying down a debt to a different state agency. The PSC responded with a price tag of $31,000 in legal review fees it says it needed to fulfill the public records request. The issue has gone to court. A lawyer for the group of newspapers argued last week that the cost was a way to avoid having to provide the documents. Lee Newspapers of Montana, which includes the Billings Gazette, the Missoulian, the Helena Independent Record, the Montana Standard in Butte, and the Ravalli Republic, filed a lawsuit over the $31,000 charge. The PSC has countered, asking for summary judgment in the case. Lewis and Clark County District Court Judge Mike Menahan heard arguments last week but made no indication of when he will issue a ruling. In court last week, Mike Malloy, a lawyer representing the newspapers, said that while the law passed in 2015 allows state agencies to impose a fee to fill records requests, what the PSC wanted to charge went well beyond the actual costs of fulfilling the request. Malloy argued that agencies like the PSC already have lawyers on staff to do legal work, and that if the agency felt such a review is necessary, it's their responsibility, not the requester of the records, to absorb the costs. In court, Malloy argued, whenever the agency imposes a cost as significant as those in this case, and frankly, because they're charging for lawyer services, those costs impose a burden on the right to obtain these documents under the Montana Constitution, Article 2, Section 9. Montana's Constitution includes a right to know provision allowing every citizen the opportunity to review public documents. Judge Menahan asked if local governments or other non-state agencies charge for legal reviews, saying, typically, doesn't it fall under the duties or job requirements of the agency's legal counsel to conduct these reviews? Malloy answered, yes.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.